Yes, hi there, Charles. 3-1 here. Hi.
Another officer, so I'll put you back to my office.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hi there. Right, hi. I suppose pleased in a way to know that I've instructed a lawyer in Norway. He's had my papers for a couple of months now, but so busy, you know, and it'll still be probably at least another week before he can advise me. But I understand I've got rights to sue Heidi and also have her punished for, the lies she's been telling, but my lawyer says I have to come over to Norway for that, so we're going to have to sort out this business of me making Heidi's private life public, you see, so somehow we'll have to overcome that. But the thing is, I spoke to the Assistant Commissioner of Police in Drammen, you know, Lingos is his name, yeah? And he hasn't done anything. Yeah, against me, but he hasn't answered those questions that I've asked you. You know, a few list of questions you said that you passed the file on to him, but none of those questions have been dealt with at all, and he just said that we want to get you. So we had a quick chat, you know, and I told him that, I've got the lawyer and he'll be in touch in due course if, I suppose, he thinks there's something that he can help me with. The reason I'm ringing you is I have to clarify one or two of these questions that I've asked about Heidi, and obviously, because the policeman in Drammen doesn't want to he doesn't want to ask Heidi these questions at all, but obviously I have to get it cleared up. It's important. Was Heidi, can you remember, or you must remember, is it rape or attempted rape that she's alleging? Most important, I know this.
She didn't want to go to bed with you. You make her have to do it. And she did. And she was afraid, and she tried to get away, but she couldn't.
Well, that's not the case, no. What happened? She initially, she didn't want to do it, okay, and I was on the other side of the room. But in the end, I was on the other side of the room. In the end, from the other side of the room, she says, okay, come on over, it's nothing. And she lies on her back, all right, and lets me do it, okay, but there was absolutely no way I forced her, absolutely nothing, no chance whatsoever, I can tell you. And, the words were, come on over, okay, it's nothing. Now you'll see it's nothing, because I've never done it before. Okay, that is not rape, and it is not attempted rape. Okay, now,
get the case to you. She told me this because she will give me a picture of the person you are.
Yeah, that's right. But I am not that person. I mean, what did she actually say? Did I? When she said I forced her to, what exactly did I do? What is she saying? I held her down, or I threatened her, or what? Come on, she must have told you. Yeah, what did she say? Go on.
I mean to remember.
Hmm.
That you hold her.
No, I held her down. Well, by the throat or what? The arms, the hair?
I wrote this down in my report,
Well, I can tell you something. Heidi's a... Yeah. But it's down there in writing anyway. Good. Well, I can tell you something. Heidi's a very strong girl, and if she doesn't want a chap to have sex with her, there's no way he can do it, because she will struggle like hell. And, held her down by her hands is absolute load of nonsense. And I'm prepared to stand up in court and swear on oath exactly what happened, you see. But is she saying it's rape or attempted rape? Which one is it? Yeah. Okay. So, my lawyer, in telling me it's attempted rape, as you have his letter, he's not right then. Yeah, I sent you the first page of my lawyer's letter, Wessenberg. Yeah, and it's got attempted rape, hasn't it? Hmm. So obviously... Hmm.
It's a rape. But Heidi has never come to me and said, I will... get for a court in court and get a so we can.
No, not you. No, but she did go in 1986 to the Bergen police and tell them attempted. Well, what do you think? Why do you think Wessenberg wrote to me? Can't you just read Wessenberg's letter? In 1986, she went to the Bergen police 20 months. After I last stayed with her, 20 months after I had sex with her, she went and complained. But it was 2 or 3 weeks after I told either her parents or Johansson's parents that he was taking heroin, and about the abortions and the all the rest of it, the miscarriages. Right? She did that out of revenge. Now, if she goes to the Bergen police to tell them I've attempted to rape her, then the next time I'm in Norway, I could get into serious trouble, obviously, because that it's an arrestable offence. And I'm sure if she'd had her way, she'd have had me held in the police custody and go to the magistrate's court. So that's the reason I've got revenge against her, because when I read those words, attempted rape, I thought, well, if you want to tell such filthy lies, then I'll teach you a lesson. But the thing is, you see, she's also gone to the police before about that Bergen shopkeeper, who, again, she said, raped her. And I am going to get details of that complaint, because I'm building a picture about Heidi, saying that she's a scheming, manipulative little liar, and there's no way I am going to take this accusation of attempted rape, because she said it about Greek men on holidays. She said her cousin was raped and killed in Norway, so I think it will be quite easy for me to stand up in court and convince the judge that she's a bloody liar. Why not?
About your letter, about the way you have the letter you have sent to her, and so on.
Yes. What's wrong with them?
What?
What's so wrong with them? Hmm. No, that's right, but she... Yeah, good. Well, it wasn't my... No. It was the newspaper's picture. She put her picture in the newspapers. I'm only using their picture. She told the whole of Norway about my private life without mentioning my name. Okay? No, it was, what it was, I sent that, first of all, it was to no more than 20 of her neighbours, 20, okay, where she used to live. Yeah, after the newspapers, but before the newspapers, no more than 20. Immediately she tells the whole of Norway through the newspapers. Huh? How do I what?
About who you don't want anyone to know, and send it to your neighbors, to your post office, to your school, to your
theater,
and so on.
I basically wouldn't have done the things that she's No, she the new. Yeah, but no, her husband and her, they put their name in the newspapers. They waived their right to anonymity, because if their name's in the newspapers, then I have a right to tell everybody these two people that were in the newspapers by their names are liars and they've done this and that and other. It's only after the newspapers printed their story.
Write what you have written.
Yeah.
Write different things about you and send it to your neighbors.
Oh, yes, the newspapers do that. The newspapers do that here. They, if one... Well, the thing is, you see, if people want to go behaving like liars and perverts and massive cheats and they don't want anyone else to know, well, I think that's fraud. That's really... you know, doing what you want and being able to cover it up. The point is, I must have some legal redress, okay, for the attempted rape. But not only that, you see, if I hadn't done what I did, then I wouldn't have known that what she's capable of, threatening to kill her son. Now, I think that's far more serious a lie than anything I've ever done. After all I've told is the truth. You see, I have told 100%... No, but I do. And
things about her that you didn't want anyone to know because it will hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
And you told it. And she said that's the wrong thing she did to tell you a thing because she thought you got he could.
Well, the thing is this, you see, you're talking as if she's a poor, honest little girl, all the rest of it, but the thing is, you see, as far as I'm concerned, all that trust is gone once she starts alleging attempted rape, because to me, all rape, that is the worst thing to do, and if she thinks I'm going to keep quiet after that allegation, and if she thinks I'm going to keep quiet after threatening to kill her poor little son, actually, it's his birthday today, he's 12. And if she thinks I'm going to keep quiet after that, then that's by the wayside. And what about you know, I mean, what the newspapers said, okay, she could have, everything in there was complete rubbish and lies. It wasn't as if she told even the truth about me. You know, there wasn't one thing in there that was true, okay? So, I mean, if I'd had a criminal conviction or if I'd done this, done that and the other, and it was true, okay, but she made up things because she didn't have a damn thing on me, you see, but the point is this, I am still sure that I can get her, and even if the lawyer tells me it's 50-50, I will still try, because I want that girl punished.
But, Corinne, as I have told
you,
we had in Norway, where Heidi told things to she to me,
mm-hmm.
and I was down, I sent to Matthias in Drammen, and he sent it so to Oslo. That case is put away, because we don't want to do anything more with it now. But as I have told you, if you come to Norway, and if you try to contact Katie, and if you don't stop it, we have to do something with it, because it has now gone 13 years, more 14, and she wants peace.
She wants peace? What are you talking about? In 1990, she was trying to maneuver me into marriage if I become a Christian. She wants peace. Yeah. Oh, so to... Yeah, okay, so, fair enough. So answer this then. Does she deny that in 1988 she asked me and my friend to come up to Norway to deal with Goodman Johansson? Does she deny this? She admits it. Good. Oh, well, that's one thing. Okay. So why does she ask me to do this when in 1986 I've raped her? Oh. So in spite of me raping.
Her side is that you don't understand what she wants, and you don't stop when she said, I don't want to be your boyfriend.
Well, the thing is, you see, she wants one time, she doesn't want the next. She tells me she doesn't want Goodman Johansson to be her boyfriend, leave her alone. She's a sick woman. She goes from one man to the next. She's got a whole history of sexual partners. Yeah, that's right. No, but I mean, if she asked me for help and earlier on and all the rest of it, I mean, her psychiatrist told me I was her favourite at one stage. I'm not in the country with I'm not in Norway. I can't see her every day, you see. And as soon as some other man she meets, right, is with her for a few days, she starts falling in love with him. The thing is this. She doesn't like, you know, the Muslim bit. She doesn't like Muslims, and that in itself probably put her off me in the end. But I think, you know, the main thing is the attempted rape and the threats to kill her son. Now, you said that she sent a letter to the Bergen police, didn't you, about threatening to kill her son. Now,
not parents, but her parents to Johansson, to the police, it was they who got the letter there, if I don't remember wrong. They took the letter with this trust to the police.
They took a letter? So where is the letter? Yeah.
They have thrown it away or so on.
Ah, they've thrown it away?
I asked about the police, and they say they can't give me the letter because they...
Yeah. Do they remember seeing such a letter with a threat to kill the son? The police, do they remember... Yeah, but they don't... This one specific letter, which is so important, threats to kill her... Yes, but surely there must be one... If they took that letter to... I mean, was that letter addressed to Heidi? Or was it addressed to Johansson? Right. So, I mean, that's absolutely ludicrous. I write a letter to Johansson's parents threatening to kill Daniel, do I? Jesus Christ. Well, I tell you, that's in... Well, someone's going to have to remember, because...
I have tried. I have called them many times. and ask after letters, and if I can do something with it, or I can talk to the investigator, but they can't help me.
Right. So it sounds as if you can't do anything, it's not worth me trying. Well, I have, haven't I? No, but if you can't succeed, I certainly won't. You know, but the point is, you see, I... Well, a really vital piece of evidence was thrown away. Oh, that's not very good of the police, is it? Not really, no, but particularly as most of those letters were really nothing anyway, and I never said it, so, okay, well, what about threats to kill the neighbours? Have you found out which neighbours, have you gone and asked which neighbours? Yeah.
From you?
Well, obviously, yes, there's been one or two, but no threats to kill them. Right, to you. Oh, they don't want to talk to me. Well, that's the realm, yeah. Yeah. But obviously, I mean, I haven't threatened to kill them, have I? No, because they don't even speak to me in English. And there was one other, I think, that I phoned, and just to tell them if they've heard anything about, you know, and they hadn't, and I said, well, she's told the newspapers I threatened to kill her son, and I told them, I just want you to know that I certainly have not. Well, you see, what I want is... No, you see, you're the one that will, my lawyer will get in touch with, because you have interviewed Heidi, and you will probably have to go back and talk to her again. Okay, and it's these questions that I want answering, because I'm basically building up a picture that she's a very unstable woman and a complete liar. And it is that those answers I need to help me in my case, because I will bring it, I can tell you. But the thing is this, you see, you don't need... If allegations have been made that I threatened to kill the neighbours, then Heidi must supply those names, and those neighbours must come forward, even if they're forced to by a summons, to actually say whatever.
I will do that. Yes,
I'll
do that.
Good. Okay, because you will find not a single neighbour has been.
Lawyers in Oslo to reopen the case.
Reopen the case? Against me? Well, if I start... I got you, yeah. You see, you won't find any neighbours that I threatened, and also her friends. Again, Heidi must come forward with the names of the friends, she must be forced to divulge the name of the friends, and then these friends, again, will have to swear on oath that I threatened to kill them, and again you will find nothing. Also, why? Well, basically, I think. I think it's more than that. I think that kind of thing must never be allowed to happen again. That's an evil, wicked thing she's done over 13 years. You know, especially the business about. You know, sleeping with a guy taking heroin, and
that's her problem,
right? Well, yeah. Does she admit to that?
Huh?
Does she admit to that?
She said she has done some stupid things in her life.
Does she admit to the heroin?
I haven't seen
her. Well, you should have done, because it's one of the main things. Well, it will be your business, because I'll ask my lawyer to make sure you do ask her that. So,
why?
I mean, why? Because I want. Well, it's because that's one of the reasons I wrote to her a very strong letter, you know, and got angry with her, and it's the reason I went over in 1990 to have words with her, because I didn't get the chance beforehand, you see, and why I was arrested. Now, you know, I wasn't arrested because I want to commit serious crimes. I was arrested because she made it up, because I wrote to Johansson's parents and spilt the beans, and they found out everything, and it caused Heidi awful problems. That was the reason she made up the lies about me coming to threaten to kill or threaten the lives of Norwegian citizens. I mean, it's ridiculous. If I want to do something, I can't achieve a damn thing over the phone, because she puts the phone down every time, or she hasn't got a phone. So when I go over to try and sort it out in person, I get these massive allegations, and I'm not having it. You see, because it's really disrupted my sleep. I'm not married, okay, and my chances of marriage and a family now are nil, or very slim, for two reasons. I live in England, and the people here are shit in every way, okay, and I've got a job, and I'm too old, okay? So, basically, you know, that kind of shock to my system. I'm not used to dealing with such garbage. I'm a lawyer. I mix usually with you know, slightly more decent people, and it's a big shock to me to see what was going on there. And I think myself that a lot of people want to know what's going on. I mean, stories like this between me and Heidi sell books, you know, and I think it's in the public interest that people you know, know what's going on. But you know, also her husband, you say he's an okay sort of guy. Now, have you asked him whether he said to me that Allah doesn't exist, come to Jesus, only he can save you, and speaking to me in tongues? Has he admitted to that? Have you asked him? And what did he say?
No.
Oh, did he? Okay. Do you want me to get my mother to give you a call to say that she heard him? Do you want me to... Yes. No, that's right, but the point is this. What he did over the phone was the sort of thing that only comes from a madman. Okay? Allah doesn't exist, for he'd come to Jesus, only he can save you. Only that sort of stuff comes from a bloody madman. Okay? And my mother heard it. So I'm going to get an affidavit from my mother saying she heard it. And as Heidi has told you, so what? Just, it builds up a case that these people, okay, are crazy, because you don't believe it, okay? I mean, either I'm lying, okay, or he is. So who do you think's lying?
I want you to answer that, because as I told you earlier,
mm.
I have taken the case,
mm.
I've talked to Heidi, her husband, I've talked to you several times,
mm.
and I've written down what I have heard and what I have
mm.
seen, so on,
mm.
and that's my job.
Yeah.
I don't have the need to answer who is lying or so. I know that in a case,
mm.
two people, is always someone who's lying.
Mm. Yeah, so if I get my mother to put in an affidavit, A, that she heard this, and B, that, that's another thing, you know, Heidi's saying that my own mother wants to put me in a mental hospital. You know, another amazing piece of rubbish. You know, I'll get my mother to swear to that, and, you know, then... Well, not for you, because... Yeah. Yeah, okay, all right, fair enough. Well, at least I've sorted it out in my own mind. Oh, yes, I see you tell me she... But anyway, I just want to get it straight again. When you asked him about speaking in tongues and you know, this business about Allah doesn't exist, he denied it, basically. Oh, did he? Oh, so, I mean, did you get the impression that he was denying it?
Yeah,
I would say that. Yeah, okay, good, we sorted that one out. What about the 400 obscene letters? Why didn't Heidi, did anyone else see them? Why didn't she, No, no, she said in the newspapers that there were 400 obscene letters I'd sent. Yeah, but that, I wouldn't say they're obscene. They're not dirty sex talk, right? They're basically saying, talking about her life, her sex life. Yeah, but they're not obscene. As huh? Oh yeah, of course. I mean, if it's not the truth, then it's a lie. Okay, but as I told you, I have told the truth 100%. No, you don't know that, but I do, and God knows it, and so does Heidi. And obviously, you know, in a human court of law, things, you know, the proof and the burden of proof is such that you have to do your best. But I know it, Heidi knows it, and God knows it. But also, you see, Heidi was with her husband when he was talking such nonsense to me over the phone. She was with him, and I'm sure that once we get a psychiatric report on Heidi, I'll certainly try hard, I can tell you, because you know, there's certainly a little bit of pressure I can bring to bear to get that, and you know, I'm sure that it'll be in the interest of the psychiatrist to cooperate. But he told me long ago that it is possible to get psychiatric evidence from a court order, and I'll certainly be trying 100% for that, particularly as I've had a couple of your psychiatrists go on about erotic paranoia amongst Muslims, which again, you know, unforgivable. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've talked enough, so what will happen is that hopefully when my lawyer advises me, he'll be in touch, but it'll probably be after Easter.
That's what you do, you can tell your lawyer. You can call me, or come here, or talk, and I can talk to him, and I can answer the question you want to know.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, sure. I'll tell him that, but it's I've told him that it's Heidi that has to be cross-examined, not you. Yeah, okay. Thanks very much. Bye.
Yes, hello, good morning. Do you still have a journalist called Ingen Roran with you, please?
Just a moment.
Thank you. Yes, good morning. I'm trying to see if you still have a journalist called Ingen Roran, please. Thank you. Yes, hello. Is that Ingen Roran?
Yeah,
it is?
Yeah.
Good. Well, you remember me, Fareed El-Diwani. Regarding Heidi Schoen.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm taking, hopefully, criminal proceedings against her, mm-hmm. Heidi. I've got a lawyer now, and got enough evidence. So I was just wondering if we'll have your cooperation in coming to court to be cross-examined on the things you printed.
You want me to come to court?
Oh, yes, as well as your editor, of course, but you...
Yeah, then you have to give it a subpoena.
Hmm?
You have to, your lawyer has to give it a subpoena.
A what? A subpoena? Oh yes, that's right, yeah, hopefully he will do that.
Because we never go to court unless the court says we have to go.
Yeah, that's why I appreciate that, but it's obviously important you come along.
But anyway, you have to talk to my editor about that, because he's the one who's deciding.
Yeah, that's right. I'll certainly talk to him about that, but obviously you gave the interview, but...
Yeah, but he's the one who made the decision.
Yeah, that's right, but you gave the interview, and you're both involved in this...
Deciding whether I'm going to go to court or not. Because it's
well,
anyway.
Yeah, that's right. But if the court decides you have to go,
then I have to go. Yeah.
That's right. So,
I think you have to talk to him.
Yeah, I certainly will talk to him in a minute. But the thing is this, because I want to put you on the spot. There's that Norwegian translation that you had of Heidi's past had a reference. Two references to rape allegations. Did you talk to her about that?
Talk to Heidi about it?
Mm.
Yes.
And what did she say?
I don't remember exactly now, because we talked about it, yes.
Hmm. Well, can you think hard?
I have to take a look at the interview, because it's been, 2 years ago or something.
Hmm.
So... I have to check the interview and my notes.
Yes, it's it's quite important to the conspiring to pervert the course of justice. And why didn't you make any reference to that in your newspaper about those allegations?
I'm not sure. I think it was because it was I don't remember exactly.
Mm.
I have to think about it because it's been a long.
Yes.
I didn't do.
Oh,
I don't remember everything.
Mm.
Why I...
But you do have your notes from the time, do you?
I have some notes. I'm not sure I have all
them. Why is that?
Because it's been so long time ago, and I can't save up all the notes from every interview I do.
No, but hers in particular.
No, it's not that different from other interviews. So.
No, but her notes in particular. Do you have them?
Heidi's notes. I don't have any notes from Heidi. I had she gave me some letters that you wrote to her.
Yeah, but
no notes.
But you so how did the discussion of the rape allegations against two men, me included? Well, she made allegations of rape against a Bergen shopkeeper in the early 80s.
I never heard about that.
Well, it was in the Norwegian translation that everybody has.
Yeah, but I never heard about the allegation against a man in Bergen.
Well, I wrote it in the Norwegian translation.
Yeah,
but
Heidi never told me about that.
So what rape matters did you talk about?
Hmm?
Which rape matters did you talk about?
I think we talked about you trying to rape her once or something. I'm not sure.
Trying?
We didn't talk much about it.
Trying?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm telling you, it's a long time ago. I think that was a little bit successful in Wild.
So what was it? Trying to? Attempted? Actual?
I don't remember. I have to see if I have a note.
Hmm. Well, let's hope those...
It's not your case, it's not that special. So it's not like I remember everything we said and talked about.
No, not that special, but it's special enough, obviously, to make three newspapers and to get Verden's gang to get psychiatric opinions, isn't it? It's that important.
Yeah, it was at the time, yes, but it's not that important now.
No, well, obviously...
I don't go around and remember everything we said, but if I find them out, I'll know, but...
When do you think you'll find your notes or have time to look for them?
Maybe tomorrow.
Hmm. Okay, good. Well, I'll certainly give you a buzz back tomorrow.
But I suggest to talk to the editor, because he's the one who handles all cases who may go to court.
Hmm.
So it's no use to talk to me about it, because you have to talk to him.
Well, aren't you trying to get rid of the responsibility for yourself?
No.
In some way?
It's his decision.
Hmm.
He's the one who decides everything about cases who may go to court. It's not me.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. It's not, it's my responsibility as well, but he's responsible for me again.
Yeah, okay, fine. Now, the business of threatening to kill her son, which is again another matter I hope to have her punished criminally for. What do you recall about that? It's rather a vital piece of information, you know, to give to everybody, and I'm sure that's stuck in your mind. Now, exactly how, what did Heidi tell you about alleged threats to kill her son, who was 2 years old? Yeah, how did the threats come about? How did the threats come about?
She told me.
Yeah, well, what did you...
I didn't know what had happened, so yes, she told me, and she said what to say to an interview. And you know, you had a translator, so you can read it there.
No,
I'm only responsible for what is said in the newspaper.
Yeah, that's right, but she told you...
It's not the matter, because anything that she did say to me is not in the paper.
Yes, but in the newspaper, it merely made reference to the fact that threats were made to kill her son, and not how. Not how. So can you tell... She must have told you how. And don't tell me she didn't tell you, because she must have told you in detail how.
Anyway, I'll answer this question in court if it's
the case. No.
I have no responsibility to answer to you right now.
I think you're hiding something. I think there's a cover-up.
What should that be?
Huh?
What should I be hiding?
Tell me now, please, not how the threats were made.
You have to go to court against hiding.
Yes, we will go to court, but...
And then I'll see. If the court tells me I have to go to the stand and testify, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's right.
You have no right to make the testify right here and right now.
But we have a right to get evidence beforehand to present to the court, and your reluctance...
No, the interview, what is said on print and newspaper, that's the evidence you get from me. That's it.
So I
can't tell you what I talked to Hyde about besides what is said in the newspaper.
So how did I make the threats? Over the phone, in letters?
I'm telling you, when I interview someone, and I speak to them, I can't tell everybody else what they told me. I have to stand for what's in the paper. And anything else in the conversation between me and Heidi, that's between me and her.
Yes, very good. That's a very good way of escaping justice, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I certainly do, because I'm...
If the court tells me to go, I'll go. And besides that, I won't do anything until the subpoena comes.
Okay. All right, your editor, what's his name, and could you put me through to him, please?
I can't put it through, but you can get his number.
Okay, what's his name?
Hans. H-A-N-S. A-R-N-E. O-D-D-E.
Hans Odd, yes. And his number?
That's 32... 20.
Sorry, 32?
3220.
Uh-huh.
4307.
4307. He's in now, is he?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll try. Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right.